Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is April 23rd, 2011. This is Saturday, and that means it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, everybody. We're going there probably in a few minutes, and this will not work on the archives, but it will work in person. And if you are listening to the program on an archive, then we're going to bring in some wonderful peace energy right now for everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and just go to Creation Light Ship Healing, just beneath the blinking flower. And if you want to do an F11 on your keyboard, that will give you a full screen of that. Then you can do F11 again to reduce it down. But it's really nice seeing the big light beam in front of you here. So here comes peace energy, and we're going to energize the light beam. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. And I hope you're watching the picture here as it is changing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's bring in the energy of Jesus to the light beam here. So here we go. One, two, it's coming in, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and we'll increase it some more, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's get everybody heart-centered so we can go to the light chip and feel that wonderful peace energy. And I do the mind to heart drop. So this you should be doing daily. And I just count from 10 to 1. And it takes your awakening consciousness in your head, your thoughts, the mind energy, repetitive thoughts, monkey mind, whatever you want to call it there. And we'll put that from time, the time energy of the mind, into the heart, which is out of time. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So you should feel heart-centered right now. And you know that you're in your heart when you think of a thought, and it's completely neutral. No positive or negative energies there. Just peace. And this is where you should live your life. If the whole world here lived this way, we would not have the state of affairs that we have here on this planet. So we'd be all be peaceful. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. So this will only work for people listening. And if you are in an archive, you can just feel the peace energy coming to you. And think of a physical condition that you're dealing with, and we'll see how we can help you out this evening. So I'm going to count to five to bring us up. You can bring your animals and pets with. You can bring your garden and flowers and trees if you'd like. Here we go, going up. And you'll be there physically. So if you see light beams, then you're very blessed. Here we go, going up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy around you shift. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're in the light ship right now. This is creation energy. This is what Jesus talked about when he used the word Father. You're there now. And we're now going into the first healing room. These rooms are designed to help us out for the ascension process. And the first room is going to be a room to release physical body pain. So we have to command the energy. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into another room, And we'll go into the room where the golden dolphins are. This is a lot of people's favorites here on the conference calls that we have. So here we go, going into this room and request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room. I like going into the bumblebee room. Remember, these are all spirits that have chosen to take on this particular life form for their next incarnation after ascension. So these are the bumblebees. They'll be on their own planet here. And they're choosing to take this life form. So here we go, the bumblebees. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. There'll be many colors there that we do not even have here. So, and these are all energies that are in even harmonics on the light shift. Remember, the odd harmonics are what's brought forth by the darkness. So here we go, even harmonics, the frequencies. And this is the rainbow energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who have never been in the centrifuge room, this is where the room is actually spinning. And if you're able to be a seer, you're going to see things leave you. The thought forms leave your body as this room is spinning. So think of a condition that you're dealing with, maybe a thought form that you're having, an addiction or something. Think of it right now. The room is spinning. You might actually see it leave you like a cloud. Here we go. So room spinning. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring some more energy in. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the koala bears. This is quite nice. People like having those. They're very playful. Here they come. Again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, we're going to go into the room that has pure white light. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just kind of enjoy your healing, request healing. Remember, the light always sees you in pure perfection, and you must change one state of perfection to another. They will not judge you. Remember, everything that you created, that you're dealing with, is what you chose to have happen to you. Unfortunately, there's negative things that happen to us, but the light cannot judge your experiences and your conditions. So you want to change one state of perfection, which could be, say, a broken toe, to having it healed, which is another state of perfection, and it's up to you to request that. And keep requesting. So let's go into the room where they have the very, very large trees. And these are kind of like the redwoods. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request here for the silver room here. And this is great. So let's go into the room, which has silver energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're still having the energy coming in from the centrifuge room. The room is silver and it's spinning, so again, request your healing. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. I have a request for the giraffe, so let's go into the room for giraffes here. Here they come. There's three of them. We can ride on them. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have unicorns, and also we have the large flowers. So let's go into these two rooms here. So we're in many rooms at one time. So these are like just very, very large roses today, looks like. A lot of times they're like sunflowers. These look like roses. So here comes the rose energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room which has the unicorns. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one other room that we have here is requested is sea life room, okay, and coral. So we'll go into where the fish are and the plants. So we're going swimming now. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll be coming back shortly here. So here comes this energy again for the coral and the sea life. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's just concentrate on the little seahorses here. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So let's come back from the light ship now. And our animals and pets and flowers, tree, gardens, whatever we brought up with us is coming back with us. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're coming back down now. You're giving thanks to them. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy in your room change slightly as things around you now become a little more physical and may have a little more emotional energy to them. So coming back down. 1, 2. Remember, you're out of time completely now. You're coming back into the 0 point of the time energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, let's see if our co-host is on tonight. And are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Thank you very much. Gosh, we have a lot of people on the fast chat today, and lots of people saying thank you and enjoying the time up on the light ship, and Amy saying it feels so wonderful, and looks like Chia is seeing white light and rainbow colors, and silver, and Tanya, I think, seeing the huge flowers. So looks like everybody had a really nice time. So, Ron, I know yesterday, last night on the show, you were mentioning that you would like to do some clearing tonight around Jesus energies and resurrection energies and Easter and disciples and that whole big topic, since we're smack dab in the middle of Easter weekend now. So where would you like to begin with all that?
Well, let's first bring in the energy that Jesus had 2,000 years ago for his resurrection. And here it comes. Just sit back and relax. You're going to feel the, this would be what I guess we would call the ascension energy. Here it comes. And remember, this is all heart energy, nothing to do with the mind. The light does not work in mind, does not know mind energy whatsoever. Here comes the energy of this. Ascension energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what we're going to do now is just kind of enjoy that energy. I want to switch over to the disciple energies here that Jesus had. Remember, there wasn't that many people on the planet back then, so we all could have some of that genetics with us in our bodies living today from that. So let's take away the energy, and I want to take away the guilt energy here that may have been present from the disciples since they kind of all abandoned Jesus at the time of his death here when he was killed. So let's do the guilt energy here. And you might feel it leave your body here because it would be in your genetics more than likely. So I'm going to count to 10 to release it from you. And this will be also taken off the earth plane here. So you can actually feel, everybody on the planet here should feel this kind of energy. Here it goes, being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see how your body's responding to this here. Let's do an energy of fear that may have been present 2,000 years ago from the disciples also. Get rid of that energy here. So again, count to ten again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, it's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll see how that works out here. Let's do some timeline crashing here. We'll get rid of this energy off of the alien timelines. So here we go. We'll do guilt first. And I'll just count to 20 to release a lot of the guilt energies on timelines, because there's probably hundreds of those. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And now we'll do the fear timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And again, we've done this on other shows too. We'll put Jesus back into the timeline of the darkness. Remember, all that we have is before Christ, B.C., and after death, A.D. So where did he live? You know, all we have is a zero point there. So let's bring him in at his birth here, and then we'll bring him in at his death to complete that timeline here, so that it will be complete. and he'll be reinserted as living on this planet Earth here. So here we go, the birth energy from where it started. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And the death energy here. So maybe it won't be real heavy for everybody. But we're just going to put this energy into the timeline here of the darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring in the energy that was here to protect Jesus. And we'll get rid of the energy here of the Galactic Federation that killed him. So let's first bring in the light chip energy here for his protection. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll get rid of the Galactic Federation alien energies here that killed him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, these are timeline crashes, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So my fast chat went off. I'll just see if it's coming on again here. Okay. So, Carrie, we'll turn it back over to you here. See what's on the fast chat here.
Okay, yeah. Tom is saying that is pretty heavy. I have some odd stuff going on. Yeah, I have like it feels like a heavy paperweight sitting on the top of my head. And my left ear feels like it needs to pop. It's like a pressure on my ear, and I have a line of swelling feeling on the left side, kind of from my ear down into my throat. That was when you were doing the guilt and the fear. And then whatever that was, the one that you just did, that made me yawn a lot. Oh, the Galactic Federation timeline crashes, yeah.
Let's do some more of those here. So we'll get rid of those energies here. Because they're still hanging around. And here we go. Remember, they're probably here to go to all the churches to suck up their energies, causing people the sadness and everything that people have in the churches tomorrow. And let's get rid of these energies. Get rid of the aliens. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of questions related to this, but before it scrolls off, I just want to read a question from Kathy. She's asking, will healing occur, and I guess this is in relation to when we're up on the light ship, will healing occur if we don't know where it originates? And she's speaking about physical pain.
Yes, it will. Just by requesting that, your spirit will know where the energy is coming from or what's causing it. Remember, your spirit's your healer. So your mind may not know where it's coming from, but your spirit will know because it can scan your body instantly and find out what your problems are. So, yes, automatically, just by doing the request of something, your spirit will connect with that energy that you're requesting, because it has the same problem that you have. So it knows what it is, but it's not in judgment of it. But until you are, then it can't do anything. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ren is saying she's feeling relief from the guilt and fear timeline crashes also, so that's good. Janice is saying the clouds in Wisconsin looked like a Leia cake all day today.
Uh-oh, that's by the alien ships.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of those here if they're in
okay.
Wisconsin. Here we go. So one, two, three. They look like saucers normally on top of each other, like mushrooms. One. If that's what it is, you can comment on that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, strong bunch there. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so light ship taking care of these. We could switch it over slightly. I'm kind of getting a little nudge here, we'll say. So everybody can kind of tune in if you wish. And the United States military that's from the future wants to take some of these out too. So here they come. I'll just count to five to command the energy. And just see how your body's responding to them helping out here to fight the aliens off. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So you may feel the energy change a little bit. Sometimes it gets a little heavy feeling, because remember, they are physical, just outside of our dimension. And they do use some light, but basically they're kind of like what we are here, using alien weaponry to terminate these. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. Might even have glimpses of energies that are going around. Might have maybe a vision of maybe seeing something, maybe on your third eye. We'll say, or like seeing some movie scenes of some kind of war battles or something. Sometimes they'll come across that way to give you an idea of what's happening. We want to get some more energy here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So that's a little treat for all of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, tell them thank you from us, Ron. I feel my body feels quite heavy.
Yeah,
down
so let's,
on my
let's bring in some peace energy here, some light energy to us here. Mm-hmm. So one, here it comes, being lifted off. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. Should be leaving you now. Okay, mm-hmm. What's next, Carrie?
Okay, well, going back just a little teeny bit on the fast chat here, Tina was asking if you could crash timelines for betrayal. So back to the...
Yeah, we'll do that with the disciples here. Here we go.
Yeah.
That could be in your genetics also. So here we go. One, two, wow, it's heavy. Oh, wow, three, excuse me, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, these are crashing now, so like I always say on the timeline crashing, it can take a little while for them to crash completely, sometimes up to an hour and a half. So you might feel your body maybe not feeling too good at first, and then as they get crashed, you're going to feel wonderful. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so maybe when the show is over, those of us who are doing the space-time crashing, should we do those and just put in betrayal and fear and what was the other one? Guilt? Or do we should we specify that it's the disciples if we're feeling effects from this? Or
you may want to put that in there in case you don't come back. But typically, most of you are going to be back anyway. So
okay.
I don't see too much of a problem with that. But it might be good to do that. Like I say, normally on the space-time crashing, doing the timelines, you're normally back here probably 90% of the time anyway. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Hart is asking if you could do a heavy, hot sadness timeline crash. So maybe the people who were with Jesus and worked with Jesus who were sad, very sad after he was killed.
Okay, here we go. So, timeline crash for sadness. And genetics for Jesus here, of having him leap here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Heavy 1. Oh boy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you might possibly sense or feel as these alien ships are being terminated here. Sometimes you actually smell metallic sometimes. Watch the clouds tomorrow, everybody, and just see what you can find. You might see those ice cube clouds up there. And I'll be doing a lot of termination probably tonight on these energies too. Because they're here now because of, remember, they come in on dates and times and events, and this is a big time for them to take people's energies from people who believe, you know, in the resurrection and death of Jesus. And they go to church, so they have, you know, their audience here, captive audience, where they can take away and steal their energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. excuse me. Elizabeth is asking for a timeline crash for past lives where we were crucified ourselves.
That sounds good. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. Marianne's just asking, should we do related space-time crashes for guilt and fear? I guess that went up before I read it. Marianne, I'm assuming you heard Ron say that you could possibly do that if you'd like, but we probably came back mostly. But, yeah, I think, you know, a few of those probably would be a good idea, maybe. Everett is saying a flash of dominoes falling into a mirror and then ripples and calmness. That's good to hear. Okay. Oh, Marie R. is saying, I smelled smoke when the soldiers came in. So that's good. Sorry, I'm a little dizzy right now. I'm just trying to scan down.
Yeah, this is... yeah, we're actually in a, if you notice, I'm watching the time here looking at it, and, you know, we're actually out of time. And so it's a little hard sometimes to understand what's happening because you're not living in this reality that you normally live in. So you may notice that. We're strictly out of time right now. We're out of the timeline time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a much more acute awareness of what's happening probably around you. So this is what, so your body now has to decide or figure out what's happening to it because it's not used to being out of time a lot of times. So anyway,
yeah.
How we use the word time a lot, at least I'm using it here,
mm-hmm.
along with timeline crashing. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Tina is saying... I don't know how we do this because we don't know the exact dates, but she's saying, can you crash the dates of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection?
So yeah, we can do that.
Okay, great.
Thank Here you. We go, the crucifixion. So we'll do it when he actually died on the cross here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. Whoa, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is on the timeline, okay, that the aliens wanted us to experience. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So that's that. Now we'll do the resurrection here. That's when he left. So 1, 2, another heavy energy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Interesting, because I know his body had no pain at all during any of those processes. So this is what the aliens wanted people to perceive for the guilt and everything else passed on through time. Very interesting to see what they've done to the energy to twist them, to change them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Gosh, I'm sorry. Every time I come back, I cough. Shane has a question. He's saying, wow, the military sources time jump to locations. And then he's asking, do they materialize, shoot, and disappear?
Well, that's a big question here. I can't answer that one completely, okay? I'm not in that energy right now to look at to see how they actually respond. But, yeah, they do come into manifestation on a timeline that they're supposed to be going into. So I guess for that I could probably say yes to because they have to pick the timeline where the aliens are to combat them. And there's many timelines. So for that, yes, they would materialize in a timeline, just like you would see on, you know, the movie Stargate. So they do come in to do that. And then do they leave? Yes, they probably would leave. The lightship has to make sure that there is actually no person actually killed or harmed or wounded or anything like that during these battles as they do this. Because if they were to lose one person, then the timeline would be disrupted. So they cannot have anything, nobody could actually die during these battles because we would not work well with that timeline, because the past creates the future. And if you had one person that was now battling the aliens, they could not be restored into perfect health to go back into World War II or maybe World War I, then they would not have a family after that if they did survive, and it would change the whole reality of the timeline. So the light ship is here to preserve or to protect them, actually, to bring them back to light. That's what I do a lot, is the special events that happen during these battles. I'm out there bringing back life to the soldiers, military, the airmen, if they happen to be caught up in some type of battle where they're terminated. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, several people are smelling the, Eric is saying, yes, it does smell like welder burning metal. Marie R., yes, Ron, metallic. I smelled smoke.
Yep, that's the ship's crashing. So if it was daytime right now, you'd probably be able to see the clouds, and the clouds would probably look very goofy, and you'd probably see a lot of the residue of kind of like a dark brown cloud or maybe even a black cloud as they crash and turn into nothingness. So this is what you're probably actually physically smelling, are these alien ships being terminated. And some are pretty large. Some are, it could be half the size of the planet here, you know, some of the forces. So some of the motherships are very big. This is what they go after, and other, also the smaller ones. But, you know, this is not a, you know, this is quite something what's actually happening. So if you're able to tune in to what's going on and you happen to see one of these battles going on, it's something that you will never forget. So back to you, Carrie.
Is it the ones that are going on right now over America? Is that why some people are smelling them?
It'll be worldwide.
Okay. Okay. So Shane is asking if the military ships are okay. So
yeah, they'd be okay, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. At times they do take hits. They actually have light around them now. The original ones that came had alien technology, which was not advanced enough. And so they lost quite a few of them, but we had to actually restore everybody and then put light around the ship. So it's pretty hard to take out the military ships now, the UFOs that they're using. So anyway, they're always being updated if there is a problem, because they're actually like a light ship because they have light around them. Some of them have about, to me it's not too much compared to what I have around me, but they have about probably 4 to 5 feet of white light around these ships. So, and they're instantaneous. Once they target something, instantly that it's disintegrated. You know, that's how strong the light is. So anyway, I won't go too much into this here, but that's what happens. So it's all instantaneous stuff, and the light works in the now, and that's how they work. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Back to the Easter topic. Marianne has a question. She's asking, what really happened at the resurrection of Jesus?
He left. Went to the light ship.
Ascended.
Went to the light ship. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's have a look. Joe is commenting, but with a question mark, saying, I feel time freezing for some reason.
Yeah, when the light does any kind of battling, time is frozen. If you ever see clouds stand still when it's breezy outside or there's a wind blowing and you wonder why they're not moving, that's because the light is terminating these particular clouds and they freeze them so that they cannot move. And that's the way the light works. Remember, the light has control over those energies. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Tina is asking if we can ever be free from all timelines.
Don't know.
Keep crashing.
As long as people bring in darkness by going to church and stuff, it's very hard. And, you know, the people are the problem here. So if you tell all your neighbors not to go to church, not to pray outside of yourself, to become prey, and to go by the teachings of Jesus, just to go within, and to have peace with you. And when you have peace inside, then you have peace outside of yourself, and the whole world will turn to peace instantly, then we would not have any problems here. So the people here, humanity is the problem by bringing in darkness, because they choose darkness in place of choosing light, which is non-judgmental energy. So the people here are bringing in darkness and bringing in the timelines.
So is a new timeline hooked up every time somebody says a prayer or does a ceremony, or how are they?
Every time, because people will connect to that, and it's like a big spider web, and they go kind of off on tangents too, and then you're being sold on timelines. So yeah, once the darkness finds a way to come into people, this is why. When you do your timeline crash and you put an emotional issue in, so you're helping everybody, including yourself, that have that particular issue that is on that timeline. Now, there could be, you know, 1,000 timelines for pain, but the one that you're on, the people that are on it with you, you know, are being released. And then your pain may subside, actually, too. But the issues that we have, the emotional issues that we deal with, attaches us to a timeline, because the aliens bring us to that because we have an issue of an emotion. And it's as simple as that. You have an emotion, they will create a timeline to abduct you, to experiment with you. For whatever reason, they want to do whatever they want to do to you, and then you're, you know, at prey to them. So this is why you want to be like a child, non-judgment, like Jesus talked about, be innocent. And that's the whole thing. The teachings are very, very simple. Just that the mind energy does not allow people to understand it, because it wants to go into the deep details of how and why, rather than just to release it and to know that it's so, that you must just be in non-judgment.
So Candy has a question that kind of relates to this, the emotion part. She's asking, can we crash separate diseases that people have? So
people, no. You want to get your emotional energy. Remember, this is all about you, not about people.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you could do is think about other people with their situation, because that doesn't pertain to you. Then you're drawing that energy directly to you. And then you may have that same problem activated in you. So you only want to work on yourself. That's why you don't want to become a healer, because then you get activated by everyone else's illnesses. You must start with yourself first and clean yourself out to be the example. And from there, then you're actually going to have a much better life, and you want to clean out what you have inside of you, your DNA, your judgments from your ancestors, so you can have a more beneficial and a life that doesn't have so much pain and trauma to it, because you want to be in discernment, which is peace energy. So as far as a physical problem, no, you got to find the emotions behind it, because the emotions cause the problem. And that's what you want to do the timeline crashing for, is the emotions that created your illness. And you will know what it is. Your spirit knows. If you don't know and you think it's too complicated to try to figure it out, you will eventually understand it and figure the thing out, you know, probably within a day or two if you ask your spirit to give you the information to come forward. Very, very simple. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so then let's say we have an ache or a pain or a disease, and we've figured out what emotion built up and leaked in, you know, from our invisible bodies and caused that disease. So then you can start crashing that emotion. So you'll kind of inadvertently, by doing that, you will be able to help a lot of other people who are on that timeline. You might not cure them of their disease, but you will at least be getting them off the timeline. So basically, you know, it all comes back down to our emotions.
That's what they tell you. The emotions will kill you, which is true. And as you get abducted continuously from an emotional situation, positive or negative, happy or sad, it's the same thing. It's still an emotion. Once you get abducted, then they can do things to you. They can cause problems to you. They can put implants in you to cause problems to go off at certain times in your life. And that's just the way it works. So it's very sad, as you know, the way it is here, but the whole thing is that you have now a way to help yourself out by doing your whole lifetime emotional clearing to get rid of those judgments, to help you so you're not abducted daily, and also due to timeline crashings, which are probably causing your particular illnesses. So you want to find out what emotions you're dealing with. And a lot of people who I talk with now who've been doing these timeline crashings for, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months, their whole life is turned around because they're not being abducted as much. And they actually feel better because those issues are leaving them. Remember, when you're on a timeline, you could be on 100 of those things. And then that's 100 parallel lifetimes. That's your parallel lives on these timelines. And once you get rid of them, then you're not bringing back 100 lifetimes of stuff dumped into your body. Remember, your body is suffering from these things. So it's very, very important to do timeline crashing to have a better life. That's the whole thing. Get rid of the abduction process. It'll help you out a lot. So our program is kind of coming to a close. I have about 55 after almost on my computer here. So tomorrow we have our wonderful 8-hour body rejuvenation call. We go to the light ship, 10 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. We're on the light ship in quarantine and doing physical healings there for 8 hours. And if you're interested in that, you know, it's on the website. You can go there and use PayPal. And we're doing it also the following month here, starting off, I think, on the 14th, the second Saturday. But we do these monthly here to help people out. So then I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska in a week. So if you want to see me, please come there. And you can go on the website and check it out where it's located. It's at the Civic Center there in Omaha. So have the light infusion chamber, have the monitors hooked up. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hope you enjoyed the program tonight here. And we'll see you later, everybody. So thank you, Carrie. Blessings
thank
to
you,
all
Ron.
Of you. And check out your clouds tomorrow. See how they look.